for this, Bob?
That one was scary. So we're going to be giving the Kennedy Castle 10-year Irish whiskey 2 sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So that's going to take us to our next one. We're going to have Justin tell us about that distillery.
All right. Give it to us, Justin.
I will. Clonakilty Distillery founders the Scully family, who farm their land on the Atlantic coast of Ireland in County Cork for 8 generations.
That's a long time.
Their
fields. How many years would that be?
About 160 years.
Okay.
Unless they were really randy. Their fields at the base of Galleyhead Lighthouse are influenced by the sea mist, soft rain, and ocean spray, which provides a complexity to the soil that permeates through to each individual grain. The whiskey is triple distilled with water, added slowly and incrementally in the way they call a gentle cut, before being aged in their warehouse near the ocean. Clonakilty single pot still Irish whiskey. It's 46% alcohol by volume, or 92 proof. It's made from 100% cork-grown barley, triple distilled in copper pot stills, and matured in ex-bourbon Amontillado. And Oloroso sherry casks. The nose, which one is this? The fifth one?
I'm glad you're paying attention.
Okay. I'm going to go with that one.
It's a gamble.
It is. What is this? Vanilla, demerara sugar, and citrus on the palate. It's a fruit basket with some nice spice and orange. And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
The mainland and
when you're in Iowa and you look across the water, you can see Ireland right there. Like you could swim to it.
You couldn't swim to it.
I couldn't swim to it.
We're back from commercial.
Yep. And we are discussing the Clonakilty single pot still Irish whiskey.
Do you know which whiskey you're tasting, Justin?
Yes, I was right. I guessed the right one.
All right. That's not bad, then.
So where were you?
I already went through all the notes, so I'm going to ask Brent what he thought.
Yeah, so this one I like better than the other Irish whiskeys that we just had. This one is fruit. It got that pears and the apple to it. You know, this is more like the Irish whiskey that I like, and it's coming out in the notes of it.
Clonakilty has been around for a longer time, and they've been doing good stuff.
Yeah. It's got the sweetness. It's got those fruity notes. There's nothing technically wrong with it. I still like, there's other Irish whiskeys that I prefer, but this one is nice. I like the gentleness of it.
Just because Bill Samuel's family came from there doesn't make Maker's Mark an Irish whiskey.
I know that. That's okay.
Thank you, Brent.
That's Brent's favorite Irish is Maker's Mark. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not? Why not? That's what I say.
But, well, what'd you think, Arm?
I'm glad you waited till I had a mouthful of water. Thanks, Bob. The color is gorgeous golden. It's vanilla on the nose. Justin said demerara sugar. I'll give him that. I get a little bit of a cantaloupe or ripe tropical fruit note on the nose as well.
That's pear.
No, I get pear as well, but that's more on the palate for me.
Okay.
Vanilla, pears, apple. It's still a little bit young. A little orange peel. I like this whiskey a lot. The finish is medium to medium long with some spice coming out on the finish. That's very pleasant. It's a beautiful, pleasant, easy drinking whiskey. I could drink it all day long.
Yeah, this is batch one of this.
Yeah, it's a nice all day sipper. I agree with you, Harm.
All day long, baby. You know what I would like to make with this? I would like to make a highball with this. Like two parts whiskey to three parts club soda. Little twist of lemon.
Twist of lemon, yeah.
Yeah, this would be an all day, like Maury said, all day sipper. Bob, what do you think?
I would just like to drink it in between my Guinness, but you know, that's just me. But
I don't waste time with beer, but Guinness every now and then, yeah.
Guinness is not beer, sir.
It's bread and it's bread in a glass.
And you say that again, and we're going to have to go outside.
Yeah. I find beer too filling and not enough alcohol. I'd rather drink whiskey.
Remember what the guy in Saturday Night Live said?
Beer is whiskey that is not finished.
They say Guinness is like 10 slices of bread. I've never woken up naked after eating 10 slices of bread. Yeah. This one, the longer it sits in the glass, the better it gets. Yeah. I mean, it's
breathing. It's really great.
We actually know one of the principals at Quantakilty. Their whiskeys are always really good. This one is no exception. It's opened up a lot since we've owned it. Nice sweet nose to it. Mm. The sugar's there, that citrus. A little bit of tart apple. And then on the palate.
The tart apple's nice.
Yeah, I didn't emphasize the spice enough. The spice is, with as the air comes out, like clove and allspice notes and a little mace.
They're very subtle though. They're not like a rye. Right. But they're subtle spice notes. Integrated. You know, so.
It's so well done.
Right.
Yeah, the pear's there, the apple's there. It's got a really good finish. The finish goes on for a long time. This one's delicious. I'd drink this one all day.
So I don't get too much amontillado in this. I don't get too much Oloroso on the finish. I pick up the sherry on the front. I get more Amontillado than Oloroso. I take that back.
Yeah.
So Amontillado is a drier style sherry than Oloroso.
Yeah.
Amontillado is not bone dry like Fino.
No.
It's not sweet like
But PX. It's not sticky. It's not, you know, raisiny sweet.
Oloroso is going to give you the raisins. Yeah. Amontillado is going to give you nuts, almonds.
Yeah. And that's what this is.
I'm getting more of that Amontillado. Yeah. Hmm. It's good.
Yeah. And this is what happens when you use a good sherry cask.
I say a higher rating than you guys gave it. Because whatever.
Whatever, Harm.
Whatever.
All right. Well, we're going to be giving the Quantakilty Single Pot Still Irish Whiskey. Yeah, them four sips.
No, four sips.
Yeah. I think it's a four. I agree.
No, I do not agree.
I love that Bob dropped an F-bomb.
Yeah.
I wonder if this goes out on the radio. It's going to go, we're going to get bleached.
Nobody listens to this.
It was never a two.
No. Nobody. I mean, you act like somebody's listening to this show. Come on.
If people listen to this, I would have no clients at all.
Yeah. All right. Harm tell us about our last whiskey.
Okay, Bob. Thank you for coming to me finally. The Iron Distillery.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
She never came for him. But go ahead.
I'm not going to do any of the dirty jokes.
Okay.
So the Iron Distillery was established by a group led by Harold Curry, a former director of Chivas Brothers and D-Day veteran. He was looking for a good water supply and chose to build a distillery in La Granza on the north end of the island of Iron. The initial distillery construction was delayed, and then a pair of golden eagles took up residence at the site. It was finally completed in 1995. Their bottles today feature two eagles on the label and the cork as a nod to the former visitors. So the Iron Series number one Remnant Renegade single malt is 46% ABV or 92 proof. It's the first in a limited edition series of four releases. The whiskeys for this expression were aged in ex-sherry hogsheads, ex-sherry butts, and ex-bourbon barrels, from across the Iron portfolio between 1997 and 2017. Specially selected and blended by distillery manager Stuart Bowman, it's non-chill filtered and no color is added. The color is quite rich. It's a gorgeous deep bronze. The nose is all about toffee covered apple. It's a cinnamon and a little bit of citrus on the nose and a hint of spice. I don't know what that is. It might be anise. I'm not sure.
It's like a licorice. It's exactly like a licorice.
So silky smooth.
No.
Absolutely balanced. Brent said licorice just now. He's right. Herbs, honey, long finish with that toffee-covered apple and the floral note. It's complex. I love this whiskey. Aaron has not been making whiskey long, but they're doing a great job. Bob, what do you say?
I think it's really well done. I love the nose on it. The palate has really opened up a lot, especially I added a couple of drops of water, and it really came along. I like Aaron. It's been one of my preferred malt distilleries for a number of years. What do you think, Brent?
So this one, to me, I get like a white pepper all over my palate from this, you know, after that's how it finishes off for me after those notes. But Justin?
So I agree with the finish. I definitely got black pepper on the palate. I got Marlboro Black 100s menthol.
I hate you so much.
On the nose, it was beautiful fruit. And I really enjoyed this. It was a real blast to the past.
It wasn't in my wheelhouse, but yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to give the Aaron Signature Series number 1 Remnant Renegade single malt 3 sips.
Interesting.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. I'll go backwards again. Thank you, Harm.
Thank you, Bob, and I apologize to Aaron because we didn't get to really give it the time it needed.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. What memories?
What? Memories?
Memories?
You have memories?
This? Thank you, Maury.
Thank you for another dark, damp day in the basement sans pants.
And thank you, Brent.
Yeah, well, I had whiskey.
There you go. You consumed alcohol. You're happy.
There you go.
For sips, what
you
were
promised you received.
This is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. If you missed your favorite program, don't worry. You can listen to podcasts of our program at cjsf.ca.
from Burnaby.